Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 297. Miscellaneous Manuscript Items. Ellen White in Australia. When I left Australia, I really thought that I might be back in 2 years. But I may never see Australia again, though, if it were the Lord's will, it is the place where I should most prefer to be. I am closely joined to that field by the most tender associations. I love the brethren and sisters there, and were I younger in years, I would certainly return to the field I love so well. Ellen White's visit to Copenhagen, Denmark. In Copenhagen, there are flowers rich and rare in many of the windows of the stores. From our sleeping room we see a clear lake artificial. We look down upon the roofs of houses, for we are far up in the world. A short distance from this is a hospital where the sick, wounded, and diseased are taken and provided with everything: room, food, bedding for 30 cents per day. This is one of Copenhagen's great blessings, especially for the poorer classes, who must suffer with want of proper care and conveniences if it were not for this merciful provision for rich and poor and suffering humanity in general. We see here the hand organs and strolling musicians seeking to gain a few pence by their music. There is an appointment out for me tonight. We descend the many steps, turn the corner of the block, then pass under an arch into a court, and begin to ascend until we mount four pairs of stairs into the hall. Copenhagen, Sunday, October 11th, 1895. It is raining this morning. Brother Madison preached this forenoon, and left an appointment for me at 5 o'clock this afternoon in the city. We are now out from the hustle and confusion of the city. Wrote 18 pages. I had not been well all day and felt that unless the Lord helped me I could not speak. I cast myself wholly upon my Savior. I felt as deeply in earnest for the small congregation before me as if 10,000 were present. I have felt in doing the work of God I must do my best on every occasion, if there are no more than two hearers. Their souls are precious in the sight of God, and they need to receive the very best instruction we can give them, because they have manifested interest enough to come to hear. God wants us to do our very best on all occasions and under all circumstances. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. The Lord will not accept of careless, indolent work at any time, for the few or for the many. We are his employed servants to bear his message to all who will hear it. For nearly all my speeches I have my interpreters, often two, who speak to the hearers. I have to keep close attention, and my interpreters reporting in two languages, and sometimes three are at work before the different nationalities. Copenhagen, Monday, October 12, 1885. Brother and Sister Madison and Willie and myself rode 10 miles on the cars into the country. We saw much that was interesting: very fine houses, large fisheries, many nets that were hung to dry. We walked out upon the pier looking into the ocean. The water for a long distance was as clear as crystal. The bottom was pure white sand, with some mounds of moss, which made the sight very beautiful. We walked to the park. It is a forest of beech trees principally, but there are some evergreens also interspersed. These pleasure resorts are for rich and poor, high or low. Every pain is taken to make them attractive, convenient with seats, and beautiful graveled roads, smooth as a floor, and the forest is kept like a very fine cultivated garden. No underbrush, nothing offensive or that will litter in any way. We had not time to go far in the forest, as I had an appointment to speak in the hall in the evening. I have not been well through the day but walked about 1 mile to the meeting. The room was crowded. There were many not of our faith present, and they looked like intelligent men and women. I spoke from Titus 2 verses 10 to 14. They listened with the greatest attention. I sought to impress upon them our duty to God and his high claims upon us. Several strangers came to shake hands with me. We rode home in the hack. The cold made me hoarse, but I am glad I did not disappoint the people. There were several who I afterwards learned were convinced of the truth, understood it all, but have not faith and confidence in God to come out and be separate from the world and lift the cross in obeying the commandments of God. Pleasure-loving, dancing, and amusement is that which the people in Copenhagen are living for. What is to arouse the people? What can arrest their attention to have a care for their souls? Copenhagen, Tuesday, October 13th, 1885. It is a beautiful morning. I am thankful to God I am as well as I am this morning. We visit the dentist, and he advises the filling of the tooth that has had the nerve destroyed. I am not prepared to do this yet. It feels very uncomfortable and it may have to be taken out. Brother Madison, Willie, Sarah, and I walk to the large and beautiful building of the Panopticon. Here are the great men of the kingdom in wax lifelike figures. They appear exactly as if alive. We saw the King of Denmark and his wife, the Princess, the Prince of Wales and his wife. She is a very beautiful woman, the daughter of the King of Denmark. The King of Norway and his wife both are noble looking, especially the King. The view was much better than to have seen them in life. All the historic men were dressed exactly as was the custom of their day and time. It seemed difficult to think that these were not living, breathing human beings before us. The expression of the eye and the countenance seemed so perfectly natural. The city is extensive. It has broad streets which give plenty of room without crowding, large open spaces, ample grounds around large buildings. It is a curious sight.